It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Mark Yeagy, wealth architect here, and welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. And we are kicking off an exciting year. I think that all the people are wrong. At least they look wrong right now. Yes, we're supposedly going into a recession. Yes, we're supposedly having a slowdown. Yes, the Fed may raise rates a little bit more, maybe one more time, maybe two. I don't know. I've always been early on this call anyway. I just don't think they can do it forever because they're raising the rates that they have to pay on the debt, which means they have to print more money, which is inflationary. So it's like they have to lower rates. That's the way I look at it. But really doesn't matter. We've spent the last 13, 14 months in a bear market. And I think the market's already priced in what the Fed's going to do. And they actually don't care. If you look at the treasury market doesn't seem to care what the Fed is doing. All right. So what stocks are we going to be talking about in 2023? Well, I think if we have a positive market, I've got eight stocks for you that I think are big potential. Now, this is education, information, opinion. Go seek your own advice. This is not investment advice. That being said, I'm going to tell you what I see on the screen, because I think there's some really good, exciting things. The first one is Apple. So if you look at Apple, I mean, you know, they have a bunch of great products. I'm not going to go into this. I'm just going to go really quickly through these. Earnings per share is going from $3 in 2020 to $5.61 to $6.11 to $6.14 to $6.72. So there's some earnings growth going on. Not a gigantic amount for a growth stock, but it certainly is a lot for, you know, a stock that's going to be around for a long time, I think. Return on equity is about 175% with some debt, and then they have earnings per share growth rate. They are coming up on the right side of a double bottom, and they have to test out the 200-day moving average to get through that. But I think we're going to see Apple be one of those stocks that's going to go significantly higher this year. Now, all this is contingent on us having a good market. The next one is Palo Alto. Symbol on Palo Alto is PANW. You could see its earnings going from 205 to 252 to 342 to 403. That's some significant earnings growth. And it's got the same pattern. There's been a lot of selling off in the last bear market, but we're looking at the stock coming up the right side of a base and actually trying to get above that 200-day moving average. It's kind of the same for all these stocks, but you know, when they have good earnings and good sales and sales and earnings continue to grow, then those are the kinds of companies that are going to accelerate, maybe be the leaders coming into a bull market. Now, who knows if we're going to have all that? We think we will. The next one, NVIDIA. Boy, NVIDIA really got beaten up last year, right? But it's looking really strong compared to some of those other ones that I just told you about. And they're kind of in everything. They got graphic processing chips and cameras and game consoles and all kinds of stuff. In 2020, they did $1.45 to $2.50 to $4.44. Little setback for this year, and then $4.29 estimated for next year. All that being the case, this stock's been totally beaten up, and it's actually just coming out of a little cup and handle formation. So we'll see what happens with NVIDIA. I think NVIDIA is one that you got to keep on your radar. Notice how you're using more credit cards and less cash. Well, MasterCard takes advantage of that. 2020, $6.43, $8.40, $10.65, $12.18. They're just constantly growing by like $2 per share every year. And the right side of this base is starting to look pretty constructive to me. So I wouldn't be surprised if it goes and tests out sometime this year, those highs of 400. We'll see how that works out. LRCX is Lam Research, LRCX. And Lam Research is doing the same thing as the last two stocks I just showed you, above the 50, above the 200-day, and gone from $15.93 to $27.25, almost a double, to $33, staying at $33 this year in 2023, and then kind of backing off next year. So they don't have the kind of earnings growth that we want to see, and that's why the stock has probably gone from like $6.50 down to $300, basically been cut in half. Now it's back up to $500. These are some of those stocks that, you know, can all of a sudden go crazy when the markets go crazy themselves. Another one, if you believe in the oils, and I think the oils and the commodities are going to be the trade for the next few years, but Rig, Transocean, they go out and they dig offshore wells, and the stock is trading at a very high relative strength rating. They lost money in 2020. They lost money in 2021. They lost money in 2022, and they gonna lose money in 2023. Why the heck am I putting this on the list? Well, because it's got a huge relative strength rating. The stock is technically looking good. It's broken out through like a three-year high or two-year high anyway. And to me, it looks like this stock may go up and double. It's only like a $6 stock right now. Not the kind of stock I normally talk about because I like to see strong earnings per share growth and strong sales growth. And we're not getting that from RIG. But you know, if you think that we're going to need oil going forward, and I think we are, then RIG is not a bad place if you think they're going to crank up that offshore drilling. Zscaler, this thing has gotten beaten up from like almost $400 all the way down to $100, gotten cut by about 75%. It's grown its earnings from 30 cents to 52 to 69 to $1.24 to $1.64. That's all really good stuff. Sales is growing too. This thing is beaten up, and this is one of those Buffett type value stocks. And so this is where you kind of reach in. In fact, a lot of them feel like that because we've had such a crappy market. So Zscaler is going to be an interesting one. And the last one that I'll tease you with here is one that, you know, that if you follow me, you know that I like Tesla a lot. And I think what they're doing, well, let's look at the earnings, 75 cents to 226. That's like a quadruple almost. Well, a triple. 407 to 417 to 569 in 2024. I mean, this company's growing its sales, growing its deliveries, growing its earnings, growing its full self-driving potential, growing its battery production potential, growing its market share. Like at some point, all of that comes together. This reminds me of Amazon of about a few years ago where I couldn't buy Amazon because they were losing money. Why were they losing money? Because they were taking all their money and they were putting it into research and development. They were building warehouses for better distribution. They're buying vans for better distribution. They were reinvesting back into themselves. And all of a sudden, after that reinvestment period, like in 2000, I don't know, I want to say like 18 or 19, the stock just started shooting up because all of that money that they were reinvesting into R&D and to infrastructure now went into running their company or now went into their profits. And it took off. It quadrupled from earlier levels. And then you saw the stock take off. I think Tesla's going to do the same thing. I don't know. I've got a ton of it. I think it's going to be a great one. Listen, two more bonus ones for you. If you are thinking we're going to be in a bear market, here's a couple of bear market stocks for you to look at. Number one is AT&T. Like, you know, they're pretty good company, right? They pay like a 5.5% dividend if you buy it at this price, and they haven't cut their dividend in a long time. And, you know, they've got very little earnings growth, and they have very little sales growth. This is just kind of one of those set it and forget it kind of stocks and collect the 5.5% dividend. But if we're in a bear market, money's going to roll to the high dividend stocks potentially. So I think AT&T is one you got to look at. And then here's a little outlier that I have for you, and that's B2 Gold. It's a Canadian company in gold mining, and they're in Nicaragua, Namibia, and the Philippines. They've got a 4% yield. In 2020, they went from 49 cents to backing up to 36 cents, backing up again, 2022 to 26 cents, but now they're starting to grow a little bit. This is not an earnings play. This is a gold play. So if you believe in gold, and if you believe we're in an inflationary environment, this might be an interesting way to play it. I usually don't like stocks at, you know, under $5. And this is at like around $4. I just don't like that. But if you want to play gold and you want a big potential bounce in something, you know, this thing was up at $6 back in 2020, and now it's trading at $4. So maybe it gets up to $6 and you make a 50% return while you collect a 4.0% yield at this price. So listen, I don't know where all this goes. I could just tell you that I think this is going to be one of those years where we have a good market. I don't know if it's going to be a great year, great, good market. I don't know. I don't know all that. What I do know is that markets end up stopping bear markets at some point, and they start to go up the other direction. If you look at 2020, there was tons of bad news. You remember it was a pandemic, like everything was shut down and we were all going to die and all this stuff. And that's when the market took off. If you remember 2009, it was right after all the people were losing their houses. And that's when the market took off, right in March of 2009. So Warren Buffett also always says, buy when there's blood in the streets. And there's been a lot of blood in the streets lately, and there's a lot of negative news. If you turn on YouTube and you look at investment stuff, everybody's calling for the end of the market. And maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. But I could just tell you in my years of experience, and I'm over 40 something years of experience now, unfortunately or fortunately, I see tons of people bearish, that tells me that the market's turning. And this year, we're starting to see the market wanting to show some strength, and we're going to get through some earnings and some Fed stuff and some crappy news and some good news. And I think the market's going to strengthen you know, I don't know if it's going to be the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, but I can just tell you, I think it's going to strengthen. And if it does, then I just gave you a few ones that I think are going to go. Thanks for checking in. I'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. Have an awesome day. And by the way, hit the like and subscribe button if you should feel so inclined so more people can watch this. It tells the YouTube video that this is decent content. If you stayed all the way to the end, I hope you think that it's decent content. Peace out. See you next time. Bye. Hey, it's Mark Yeagy here to tell you about our Cash Flow Machine trading program that's designed to teach you how to make safe, reliable income. Now, we shoot for 2 to 4% a month of income and growth in your portfolio. And we have courses to teach you how to do this yourself or inside a mastermind community. And the best part of that is it only takes about 20 minutes a week to implement. Now, while 2 to 4% a month doesn't sound like much, I show you exactly how we took my IRA from $111,000 to over $500,000 in just 19 months without huge risk. I'm not telling you this to brag, just to show you that you could do this too. So to learn more about this program, go to cashflowmachine.io. That's cashflowmachine.io, and you can learn more. You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.